I'm a real believer in fiction because I do think that, you know, life can isolate us in ways that we don't even realize is happening, and that we do need access to what it feels like to be another person. But I think that reading fiction isn't just an extracurricular activity either. I think it's a serious endeavor for people, and I believe in it, and I hope to be contributing to it.
I know that two of your works have made it to the silver screen. Amy and Isabel was made into a TV movie that was produced by Harpo Studios, and Olive Kittredge is right now in production as a miniseries by HBO. When you decide to sell the rights to your book to be made into a different adaptation, what do you do to make sure that the artistic integrity of your work is maintained when it's translated from the book to the silver screen?
Before I sell the rights, very, very important to me who I'm selling the rights to and the kind of conversation that I have. I also feel, as an artist myself, that they are also artists. And so once I make that decision to sell my rights for them to then take it and do what they, as an artist, feel needs to be done, that I'm not going to interfere. But I'm very conscious of the fact that I would want to be respected, and I would not want to be told what to do, and I'm certainly not going to do that to somebody else. Or else I just wouldn't make the decision to give, you know, to sell them the rights.
In referring to yourself as an artist, every artist has that muse that serves as that source of inspiration for them. And for you, when it comes to setting, it seems that New England, namely Maine and that region, helps to set the tone for your books. What do you think the challenge would be like if you chose to set your next book in a different part of the country, like the Midwest or the South, California, Portland, some area like that?
That's a very good question. I would definitely not set something in California because I'm just absolutely not familiar with it. I would not be able to do that. Place is very important, and I would have to feel that I knew that I was comfortable in knowing what I was doing. And that doesn't mean that I wouldn't try another place, but I would have to get familiar with it.
Before you became a writer, you actually began your working career as a lawyer. Do you think that you would ever go back to practicing?
You know, I have to tell you, I was the worst lawyer that I've ever met in my entire life. I pray that I never have to go back to it. I was just astonishingly terrible at advocating on someone's behalf, but I have a lot of respect for my legal training. Law school itself was actually pretty interesting to me. I learned an awful lot about the system that we live under. There was just so much that I learned that makes me, I think, a much more informed citizen, frankly.
You have been a lawyer, you have been a professor, you've always been a writer. Are there any professions that you would like to tackle still at this point in your life?
No, at this point in my life, no. I always knew I was a writer. I always had to accept that I was a writer. I had to accept the possibility of really failing as a writer, which was part of one reason I went to law school. And there were years of teaching that I enjoyed so much, but I'm at a point where, you know, I have some more books in me, and I would like to see what I can do with them. So no, I think this is it.
How do you plan to keep growing as a writer then?
Well, you know, life has this wonderful thing of continuing to bring you experience all the time. There's always stuff that goes into the furnace of material to learn from and to grow from, and then also to keep the craft, you know, as sharp as I can have it.